Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank of Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettillo along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. And with that second legendary deal, I get $2 now.
$2.
That's it. Presented by Map Construction. I want to thank all our sponsors, Thibodaux Regional Medical Systems and GoTax Resolution. Along with Map Construction, we couldn't do it without them. And
that's
also,
right.
Too, with Acme, if you're looking to have food catered for an event, if it's even at holiday time, you don't want to do no cooking, you want to eat seafood, give Jason a call here at Acme Oyster House, and they can take care of that. After Georgia Ole Miss is 7-7, Jackson Dart went down in the first drive on a sack. He threw up a lollipop interception that turned into a touchdown on a fourth down running play by Georgia. And Ole Miss came right back and got a score. Ulysses Bentley made it in for the touchdown. So it is 7-7 early, but, man, it is raining.
It's raining out there.
We can see it from here. The ball is bouncing all over the ground, so to speak, and they pinned Georgia back to the 14-yard line on that particular kick. And so we're starting to see what maybe some after effects, and it could be a situation what affects LSU-Alabama tonight.
That's right.
If you get that type of weather.
You get that type of weather, you know, you're going to have to pull out the longer cleats, right? And you're going to have to try to find a way to create a run game. You're going to have to. I mean, it's going to be tough to throw the football, but you know, with the new style footballs they have and all the new technology and things like that, with the gloves and all of this other stuff, you can still throw the ball. The biggest part is going to be the footing. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the best places to play, no matter whether it's, you know, 100 degrees and sunny, or it's, you know, 75 and it's pouring down raining, is Tiger Stadium, because they keep that field pristine. And it's going to be a good footing for the guys to play on. I'm going to just say this. At the end of the day, the weather, I think, may have a little bit of impact on the game. But I really think these two teams are going to come out focused, and they're going to be way super in tune to what's the task at hand. This game has a lot of implication on the future of this season for both of these teams. And it is unimaginable of what happens if one of these teams loses, right? So, yeah, you get to go to a bowl game, but you're completely out of the playoff race. You're nowhere near the SEC championship situation, right? Which you're probably out right now anyway, but you never know. You might be able to backdoor that, but it's going to be tough. And I think these two teams are going to come out really focused and determined to win this game tonight.
No Garrett Dellinger tonight.
Nope.
So now you're playing the freshman, Paul Mbungo.
That's going to be tough.
Who's 6'5", 310. Now, they list him at 310. My thing is, man, I didn't see Paul. Man, I want to get on that scale. If he actually tipped it and it's an actual reading of 310, because, man, he looked more to me like 330 pounds than 310 pounds. But freshman coming in and in this type atmosphere, as a quarterback, how would you handle that with Paul?
Well, when I came in and I was a freshman, and I remember playing in an atmosphere similar to this, the older guys, the seniors and the juniors, the people that's been playing, they have to rally around him. And all they need to do is tell him to do his job. Literally, don't do anything else. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what the guy next to you is doing. Do your job. Whatever your job is calling for on that particular play, go 100%. Think about nothing and just do that. And, you know, one of the most difficult things is that you get way too anxious about what's actually happening at the moment. Right, so the game is this. You know, it's a 6:30 Alabama game in Tiger Stadium. Game day's here. You know, you got this, all of this other stuff going on. But guess what it is? It's just a football game. It's right. The same thing as it was, you know, 2 weeks ago or whenever you played as a starter or whatever. The difference is just that there's a lot more attention that's being garnered to it. It's not really anything different. So I would just tell him to, you know, just keep his nerves in check. And stay calm and believe in himself. Don't get too down and don't get too high. Just play your game, and we're here for you as teammates.
If it's Mbunga or if it's Caden Durham, we've seen a lot of fresh Tre'Davious Green.
Yep.
We've seen that Brian Kelly is open. If you good enough,
you
can play as a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for other seniors in high school looking at that, that's a big thing for LSU.
That's a huge draw.
Because, I've had coaches say, I'll play you. But then they don't play freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
One thing Brian Kelly has done, maybe it's because of necessity, and also, too, trying to build up some depth and trying to find something – he has shown, man, listen, you good enough? You can play as a freshman.
Why would you not, though? That's my thing.
But listen, you know, coaches, they lie.
It's pride, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's my way or the highway, right? But at the end of the day, you will be hitting the highway if you ain't playing the right guys today. So, you know, in my mind, but I come from that, too. I come from a guy that played as a true freshman, so I understand what it takes to do it. But I also know that there was Booger McFarland, there was Kevin Falk, and there was Todd McClure also starting as true freshmen on that team that I started on. And so I know that you can have guys that come in and can make an immediate impact for the better for your team if you allow them to. And also if you get over the stigma of you just not wanting to play freshman players. Because sometimes that's just what it is. In my mind as a coach, I just don't want to play a guy that's a freshman because he's just not ready. But you don't know that. You don't know the mental IQ of this guy until you get him on, you know, on your team and in school. You don't know the aptitude of what he knows about being in pressure type situations until you allow him the opportunity to show you that he does. And a lot of times when those guys are ready as freshmen, that takes a lot of stress and responsibility off of the older guys that are playing right now. Because now they don't have to worry about, because you remember, these older guys have been playing with other guys who the freshman has taken their place of. So they're like, man, this guy's been a liability or whatever. You know, you just never know. And so it takes a lot of pressure off of them, and they get to play even better as well.
Isn't that more about mental toughness than anything else? Not about talent, but more about mentally being tough. Not to be overwhelmed at that moment.
Yeah, that's it's all about the mind games, right? That's why I was saying you have to just block all of the attention out and everything else out. You just got to know it's just football. It's all it is, you know. I understand that, you know, there's 1,000 cameras everywhere and there's 100,000 people in the stands. The lights are blinking off and on and it's on ESPN and you got Lee Corso and all these other guys that are there from game day and all this other stuff. All that's great and all that's fine and dandy, but guess what? They got 6 or 7 guys out there with striped shirts on with whistles, and then across from you is going to be 11 guys that plays all the same positions that you've been playing against at practice the entire time. The difference is just it's an actual game. So now how do you mentally prepare yourself for something like this? And the way I used to do it was I used to listen to music that would take me to a place that would bring me lower, not higher. But other guys wanted to get up high, and they would, you know, they wanted to, you know, listen to upbeat music that would get them charged up. But whatever floats your boat is what it does, but you just take yourself away from the game being more than what it really is, which is just a game.
And they're bringing in the list of guys visiting tonight is unbelievable.
Oh, here we go.
And, okay, this is what you want to create.
That's
this
right.
Type atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Bryce Underwood, who's has gotten so much ink out of all this. Number one rated player in the country,
yep.
From Michigan.
Yep.
I never thought I'd live long enough to say this, but LSU has become kind of quarterback you a little bit. No, listen, I never thought.
After Les Miles, I mean.
Because with Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Garrett Nussmeier, I have watched Michigan play. They lousy at quarterback.
So let me say this. So what you said was key. You never thought you'd get a chance to say that. The crazy part is that LSU's had some really great quarterbacks throughout the history of LSU. The problem has been, at least in the 2000s, if you will, 2010.
His style.
It's not so much his style, but they never developed the guys.
Yeah, I got you.
The style of football, you can run the football and that can be your style, but you still have to develop the quarterback to be a better quarterback than they were yesterday. And that was the thing that was missing the entire time that Les was there. Is they just never developed. Because each one of those guys had opportunities to play in the NFL. If you go back and you start looking at what they did after LSU, they all had opportunities to play and even start in places. So
yeah, you look at Zach Mettenberg,
yep.
Danny Etling,
that's right.
They got opportunities at the next level.
Exactly. So it's not like these guys didn't have the talent level or even the opportunities to. It's just they didn't develop them while they were LSU.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelle along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with more Tiger Tailgating right after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This break. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelle along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us if you get a chance. And if you don't have tickets to the game, come on by, get something to eat and drink, and you can watch the game, LSU, Alabama, and we'll have it right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app starting at 6:30. Now we'll go to our Inside the Tiger Den segment brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team, Go Tax Go. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from the Louisiana Radio Network, Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, Herb, how you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Good,
what's the weather report for tonight?
That's right.
And don't tell us rain, please.
Looks like we're going to get some rain, guys.
We watching Georgia Ole Miss is right in front of us. Man, it has come down really hard in that game a couple of different times. And so Jeff, your thoughts, if we get that type of rain here, how will, just looking at Alabama offensively, LSU offensively, how will that affect both teams?
Well, I think anytime it rains, to me, the advantage goes to the offense because they know where they're going. So, for LSU's defense in particular, and you got them. We've talked about it all week, really, going up against a mobile quarterback in Jalen Milroe, and if that guy is able to get out of the pocket and start making some moves downfield, it'll be up to LSU's linebackers and defensive backs to try to bring him down. Ryan Williams, an outstanding wide receiver for them. It's going to be a challenge for LSU's cornerbacks. I just think always in these types, as long as the wind doesn't pick up and there's really just not a ton of wind here tonight, or at least right now anyways, as long as the wind doesn't pick up, I just always think in conditions like this, it does favor the offense. I think where obviously it goes back in the defense's favor is you got the wet ball situation, harder to hang on to the football. Maybe you get more fumbles, bad snaps. That's something that you always have to watch for. Considering LSU has not been very sharp with the field goals, I think probably the last thing you want is, wet conditions out there and the long snap and holding and all that kind of stuff. So, I just think it adds another little dynamic, another little wrinkle to this game here tonight and with so much on the line.
Jeff, you brought it up, so I'll continue with it because I wanted to talk to you about it. It looked as though they had the special teams football sort of fixed, and then all of a sudden Texas A&M, and it's like, oh, my God, can anything else go wrong?
That's right.
But to me, it wasn't all about the kicker. It was all about the process of the snap, the hold, and the kick. And you could read the lips of Brian Kelly talking to his deep snapper. You control this.
That's right.
You control it. And, he didn't control nothing. And then a snap hits one of them in the head. He don't even try to go for the ball, which is unbelievable, too. Your thoughts on that? Because we had talked about this a couple of weeks back. It looked as though – what Ramos had done, that was the strength of the team.
Yep.
And then, it peels apart against the Aggies.
Yeah, I was talking about going into that Texas A&M game about how Damian Ramos was the most unheralded or underappreciated guy on the team. And then all of a sudden he misses a couple of field goals, and then you had the bad snap as well. And you go back to the South Carolina game, they also had a bad snap. Now, Brian Kelly, he's kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth, right? I mean, on this, he's talked about how, hey, it hasn't been that big of an issue. Slade Roy has been an outstanding long snapper for him. There hasn't been that many bad snaps, so I'm not going to get too hard on him. But there was also a lot of talk here, at least since that game against Texas A&M, about working on the process, as you just mentioned, the snap, the hold, and obviously Ramos's approach to the football. So it's been something that they've been trying to iron out. You would hope back inside Tiger Stadium, a home game, maybe the crowd won't be as loud, especially on the snaps when you're kicking the field goal, crowd quiets down a little bit. Maybe there's a little bit more sense of a communication, or at least everyone on the same page. But it was just really troubling. For them to struggle like they did, and, in particular when they were trying to at least extend that lead against Texas A&M, missing a couple of field goals, it just allowed Texas A&M to have this belief that they can come back and win that game, and we all saw what happened in the second half.
With that being said, that that second half, or the final quarter in the half of that Texas A&M game, do you think you'll see that same LSU team? Or do you think LSU's 2 weeks of preparation for this Alabama game is really going to change the whole mindset and then allow those guys and players and coaching staff and everybody to put that last end of the Texas A&M game behind them?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's the big question going into this game for both teams, because with their 6-2 records on the season, I think both of them have just been very inconsistent. you know, Alabama has looked really strong in games this year. You look at the Wisconsin game going up to Madison and blowing out the Badgers like they did and getting that big lead against Georgia, and they looked good last week in a 34-0 win over Missouri, but then they, you know, really kind of a sloppy game against Tennessee, Vanderbilt allowing them to kind of really control the pace of that football game, and then the same for LSU. You know, inconsistent play throughout the entire USC game, kind of poor first half against UCLA, Ole Miss. They didn't really turn it on there till the end. You play a complete game against Arkansas, and then in the second half against the Aggies, you just fall apart like you did. You know, I do feel like some of what happened for LSU in the second half of the last game that they played is just one of those things that occurs to teams when they're on the road and in difficult environments like that, and when one bad thing happens, and then all of a sudden the home team, which has been, you know, just kind of scuffling along and not really playing very well, all of a sudden they get a spark. It's just too hard then to flip the momentum back, right? I mean, A&M grabbed the momentum in that football game, and LSU, even though they did score a touchdown during that great run that the Aggies had in the second half, the momentum was just so much on Texas A&M's side, and they played so much more confidently than LSU, and Garrett Nussmeier starts making mistakes, and it just kind of snowballs against them. And you know what? That happens for pretty much every team that ever exists in football, right? You just have one of those situations, and, you know, we sit here and we break down, you know, who's got the best running game, or who's got the best defense, or who's got the best defensive line. You know, one of the things you just never put into factor is momentum. And when one team really grabs momentum, it's very difficult to try to turn it back. And LSU found that out the hard way against in College Station against the Aggies 2 weeks ago.
Jeff, one of the things tonight, it's a big showcase game, not only for the current players on the LSU team, and you know if you lose tonight, you're not being in that final 12. But, man, the list of recruits that are coming in tonight, and one from Michigan certainly with Bryce Underwood being the headliner of it, but, man, this is the type of atmosphere you can sell a recruit on. Hey,
yes,
you
sir.
Get to play in Tiger Stadium. You get to see this atmosphere a Saturday night in Tiger Stadium going up against a top opponent like Alabama. So, man, I just feel as though you got a lot riding here because the young men get caught up in the moment too.
Yep.
I do think, you know, if you're 16, 17, 18 years old, you can get caught up in that moment.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and it's great, you know, with all of this smoke around whether Bryce Underwood really will truly stay an LSU commitment and sign with LSU in December, for him to make his visit here and then have all these other five-star prospects, the DJ Pickett and the Harlan Berry and Jakeem Stewart, and having all these other guys that are here on campus, I think it's a big deal for LSU, and they're gonna feel the environment, you know, when I'm sure when Alabama hosted Georgia back in September, they had a ton of 4- or 5-star prospects on their campus, and you have these type of games, and this is where you can really showcase it. But if LSU, you know, doesn't come out on top here tonight, I don't think any of those kids that are here sit there and say, "Well, you know, LSU lost Alabama, maybe I should start looking at Alabama," because you know these kids in high school, they lose too, right? They understand that you can't win actually every single game, but the environment should be incredible tonight. You know, hopefully the rain doesn't dampen it too much, but yeah, this is a time for LSU to really put its best foot forward and seal the deal with some of these guys because National Signing Day is right around the corner. Remember, it's right after the conference championship game this year. So, there's not much time left here when it comes to the 2025 recruiting cycle. I know you still have the February signing date, but as we know, most of the guys sign in December now, not February.
Yeah, you brought up Moore, the wide receiver who's verbally committed to Oregon. Man, I thought that check had cleared from Phil Knight by now. Man, I know Phil got a few dollars to his name.
Right.
You know, he's selling a few Nike stuff here and there. But it's so interesting. Here's a young man who had been committed yep. since the summer, mm-hmm. and now he's going to make this trip late, you know, to see LSU.
It's different.
It's a different world we living in.
Oh, it certainly is, especially with the NIL and all that. And, you know, guys, you know, there's some guys that, you know, just they shut it down. I make my decision, and that's where you go. It's a little bit easier with, like, Louisiana kids to do that. You know, for instance, I had a chance to see Alexandria senior high running back JT Lindsey last night, and that kid is phenomenal, very fast, got a kind of a Caden Durham term vibe about him, and he kind of glides out there on the field, but he's a kid from Alexandria, and he was just kind of waiting for LSU to finally offer him, you know, and he's sitting in Frank Wilson's office in last April during before the spring game, and LSU offers him, and he says yes, and that's it, sayonara, that's where he's going. And then so it's hard to obviously, you know, if some other school wanted to come in on JT and start really recruiting him, it's pretty difficult because his heart's set on going to LSU. So always a little easier when it comes to those Louisiana guys. You know, same with Harlan Berry. I mean, he committed a long time ago, and nobody else really seems to he hasn't swayed. But, you know, the Bryce Underwood situation, especially when you're hearing all this, the money that's being floated out there, and the quarterback that Michigan had committed to its class has decommitted. So Michigan's looking for a quarterback for its 2025 class. That's where you get a little nervous, and you can't wait till you get to signing day and get him to sign, and then know that it's a done deal and he's coming to LSU and nowhere else.
Your thoughts on the development of Aaron Anderson? Because, you know, Herb and I have talked about
that's
it.
That's my guy.
And Herb kind of called it early that he felt this would be Aaron's opportunity to make some big plays and show up big, and he certainly has. And without Chris Hilton, I mean, mm-hmm. they needed Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in the slot or out wide. And then, you know, you got Trey Daz outside also. But your thoughts on the development of Aaron Anderson? He was a guy highly recruited. I remember I went to a camp, and he told me, I'm committed to LSU as long as Coach O's there. If he's not there, then I'm going to Alabama. And sure enough, he went there, spent a year there, and then came back. Your thoughts on you see the growth in Aaron Anderson, much more confidence than a year ago.
Well, I mean, I think it really goes back to that USC game where he had a really nice game in that first game, and there's just the confidence grew from that. And I think that's what he was waiting for. It took a while for him. I mean, last year it was just hard for him to get consistent passes or really even have consistent playing time a season ago when you got Malik Nabers and you got Brian Thomas out there and you got Kyron Lacy out there. I mean, those guys are going to end up getting most of the passes thrown in their direction, and you throw Mason Taylor in there. So you got four guys, and Chris Hilton was part of it. I really do think the injury to Chris Hilton in the preseason opened the door up for Aaron Anderson, because if Hilton doesn't get hurt, your three guys are going to be Lacy, Hilton, and C.J. Daniels. And so then again, it's going to be Aaron Anderson trying to figure out what his role is, and make when he has an opportunity, make a play, and he might not get a lot of opportunities. But Hilton's injury opens the door for Aaron Anderson, and this is a kid that took advantage of it. I mean, he was a top prospect in the state of Louisiana coming out of Carr High School. It was a blow to see him go to Alabama, and then when he comes to LSU, you got Nick Saban telling him, hey, if you would have stayed at Alabama, you'd be playing and not sitting on the sidelines like he sat for most of the game or for most of the season last year. So, I mean, credit to Aaron Anderson. I mean, he just kind of stuck with it. It had to be pretty frustrating. You go to one school, decide to come back, and then when you come back to that school or you come to LSU and you don't really get the playing time, and you probably – your mind is kind of wandering a little bit, and you're thinking about, well, maybe do I got to go on a move again here as far as going through the transfer portal? But he ends up sticking with it. Hard work, he gets rewarded, makes a few big plays in the USC game, and it just kind of took off from there. And let's see if he can have a big game here tonight.
I was talking to Ryan Fowler. We have a weekly show I do with him in Tuscaloosa, and one of the things he brought up to me, we talked about the kicking game with Ramos, and he was like, man, you know, we kind of got spoiled with Weichert here. I mean, he was an unbelievable kicker. He said, Mike, the kicker we got now, he's never been put in a spot where he got to kick a game-winning kick. He said, now, our punting is unbelievable. He said, the punter we got now, he's a stud. But he said, I don't know, because he's never been put in that position before. He said, you would figure he may get put in that spot, and it's in Tiger Stadium.
Well, when I was – yeah, I mean, it was crazy, because when I was looking at the statistics, I mean, we've played 8 games, and Graham Nicholson, the field goal kicker for Alabama, has only kicked 6 field goals. I mean, that's – I mean, there's times he's just standing around there and only just kicking PATs. I mean, only 6 field goals all season. His longest 47, but he was the Lou Groza Award winner a season ago at Miami of Ohio. He beat out Reichert for that award. So he had a massive season at Miami of Ohio a season ago, but this year he just really hasn't had much of an opportunity. So he may get some chances here tonight, because you go back to the Ole Miss game. I think one of the keys for the Tigers in that game was when Alabama got into the red zone, LSU was able to shut them down, not allow them to get into the end zone. And so I think LSU has been pretty good at that this season, of really playing a bit of the bend but don't break type of style of defense. And they may be calling on Graham Nicholson a lot more here, but the kid is obviously talented. He was very good at Miami of Ohio, but obviously a little bit different when you're kicking in front of 102,000 instead of 12,000 like you do at MAC games.
Yeah, Ryan told me I didn't watch him when he was in the MAC. So he only got 6 kicks. And he said he doesn't kick off. He says that's the other part.
Yeah.
And so he said we got a designated guy to kick off. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always appreciate your time and your insights, buddy.
All right, guys, you have a good one. Thanks a lot.
All right, that was Jeff Palermo from the Louisiana Radio Network. That will close out our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go will be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show, like to tell you, along with Herb Tyler, we're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Got a lot of great food and drink specials. And also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. He's been a friend of the show, Wilson Alexander. And so his wife had some surgery. And so if you get a chance tonight, maybe say a little prayer for Wilson. Going through some difficult times, and him and his wife. And so he's always been super to us. Great guy. Covers the LSU Tigers. Won't be able to cover them tonight against Alabama. But, Wilson, you're in our thoughts and prayers, my man.
That's right.
And, appreciate everything you've done for WWL and for me also. Herb, one of the things, when you have a big-time receiver like Ryan Williams, you can do a couple different things. You can lock him up against Zay Alexander. I don't know if Zay want to go one-on-one with him all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can double-team him, bracket cover him. That's also another thing. It opens up things for other players to make a play. But you're so concerned that it's Williams that you put a lot of emphasis. And I guarantee you, Blake Baker has done that all week long on making sure that Ryan Williams is not going to be the guy to beat me. It's going to be somebody else.
Sometimes you can overemphasize it.
Okay.
So in my mind, what you should be doing is, yes, you recognize that Ryan Williams is a guy, period. Okay. So what do we do? In certain instances, you got to go back and you got to look at video and film and find out exactly, you know, what makes him special and what down and distances do how they use him. And then you have to create your defense based upon that, right? Not so much the person, but the all the different circumstances that occur throughout a football game when this person is successful. And so I'm saying that to say there's going to be times where Zay is going to lock him down, but there's also going to be times where they're going to bracket him. There's also going to be times where they're going to do some high-low stuff against him. But it's all going to be dictated on what Alabama does offensively on first and 10, second and 6, third and 10, third and 14, second and 2. You know, it just depends. Because what you can't do is you can't overemphasize Ryan and then allow everybody else to beat you. Because you can't, in my mind, you can't do that.
I got it.
So you have to be able to cover the whole field.
Because in watching Nussmeier, when C.J. Daniels was healthy,
mm-hmm.
when he caught the snap from the deep snap, he turned his way.
Right.
Always turn and look to see if C.J. had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then he'd go to the second read. It's maybe Kyren or maybe Aaron Anderson or over the top to Taylor. I'll watch Milrow this week. Every snap, when he takes it, his first peek, Ryan Williams. He does the same thing to Williams that I see that Nuss does to C.J. Daniels, and hopefully he's healthy tonight because I do think this offense percolates better when C.J. Mm-hmm. Daniels, and he does all the dirty work.
I agree. Yeah, he's that possession receiver. He's not the guy that everybody's hearing his name being called, but he's the guy where his name gets called. It's a first down.
Right.
You know, it's in the crucial part of the game and the time of the point of the game or drive where it matters the most, and that's really good. You need those guys. Now, you know, when a quarterback peeks at a guy instantly once he receives the ball, you know what that means? That means he trusts
his guy. Correct.
He trusts that guy. That's period. So when you see that, then that means that, hey, you have an opportunity. If you can take that away, at least you got his first threat away from him. Now you got to play everything else, though. You know, you got to play the RPO. You got to play, you know, the other receivers, the tight ends, the running backs. So you still have to be able to cover the entire field. And so in instances where you got this guy in Ryan Williams, he's going to get his plays. How many of those you allow is going to be dictated to him, really, because we're going to defend it in the way we need to. He's going to make some special plays. So the other key to that is whenever, you know, you have a guy like that, the defense can't really overemphasize trying to stop him, like meaning the players, not so much the coaches. Because then what happens is the coach or the players, if they start overemphasizing, oh, we got to know where Ryan is at all times, got to know where he is at all times, guess what you do? You forget about the other guy.
Correct.
You forget about the slot receiver. You forget about the tight end. You forget about the running back and the quarterback because you're so focused on it. So that's what I mean by, you know, you can't overemphasize that guy, especially as a coaching staff, because then now you're going to make that's going to trickle down to your players, and they're going to be worried, and then they're going to be out of position. They're not going to be able to make plays.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. We got a half an hour left here on our Tiger Tailgating Show, so we'll throw it, get some news, and then we'll come right back to finish it up right here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.